Now, this might be interesting to you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a way hemp business, but this is made from the bark of the fig tree in Africa.
Is that right?
Yes. I told you I've been all over the world.
You got this when you were in Africa?
Yes, I got that. That's the bark of a fig tree in Africa.
What part of Africa did you go to?
Oh, we landed in Agra, just under that arm that goes out there, you know. We went clear on to the southern tip to Cape Town.
Yes, ma'am.
And saw where the two oceans went together, the Indian and the Atlantic. And we were 2 months in there, and we zigzagged then on up to the island of Zanzibar, and from Zanzibar on up to Cairo, Egypt. And from Cairo, then we took a plane and went back to the Holy Land. We'd been in the Holy Land once before, but we'd missed some things we wanted to see.
Yes.
We took a plane and went back to the Holy Land. And so I was never out in that tip of that arm that bowls out in Africa. But Agra is right under that tip, and said we were 2 months going on down to Cape Town and getting back up to Cairo, Egypt.
Yes,
over on the east side. So it's pretty well over it.
Was your husband interested?
Oh, in yes. Making pictures galore. For which I'm more than grateful today, because that's what I'm living on today. I'm living on those happy memories.
Yes, ma'am.
They were happy memories then to me, of course.
I sure hope I can do just a fraction of the traveling you've done.
Someday. Well, I've been pretty much. I've been in every state in the United States. I think I told you. I've been in every state in the United States. I've been on every continent around the world and many outlying islands. So I'm very thankful. I'm trying to be grateful in the right way.
About what period of time?
About 15 years. We were 15 years. My husband retired when I was 65 and he was 70. We traveled. Of course, I don't mean continuously. We came in home, rested, then went again. We traveled 15 years, and that made him 85. He was getting in poor health by then, and he lived 2 years. He passed when he was 87. But I have those happy years that we both really enjoyed it. Now, here is a picture of, now I lay these over on the bed, I won't try to put them back.
Yes, ma'am.
Now you can kind of read here. Surgeon in a glass case. Now I'll show you.
This is at the hospital.
Yes, somewhere. This is at the hospital. And you can kind of read it while I'm putting back. Now here's Mr. There's him, but you can kind of read in there and it'll tell you.
Oh, I'd sure like to.
And I'll put these. Now these are your things down there.
Right.
Now let me put these.
You want me to help you with that?
No. You kind of read that now while I'm doing this. Now I'll get these back out of the way. The hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm interrupting you. You can't read much.
Go right ahead.
Now, I told you the other day, you know, that 24 surgeons from around the world was in there to study under Mr. Charney. That's the reason they called him professor.
Yes,